My proposal is to add at least two board members, one of whom is required to have a financial or investment background, and the other one would be a representative of the beneficiaries of the retirement system.
Because according to Alex Sink, the current Board of Trustees for the State Board of Administration, or SBA, cannot effectively manage the pension fund for the whole state with only three members. Currently, the board includes CFO Sink, Governor Charlie Crist, and Attorney General Bill McCollum. The former president of Bank of America's Florida branch, Sink has spent several years fighting for reform of the Florida SBA.
We've got a situation right now in the oversight of our Florida retirement system, $110 billion, where we have just three board members. They're all three elected officials, none of whom have to have any requirement of any financial expertise or experience at all. And I think that's not a good way to have oversight for the fourth largest pension fund in the country, so I am advocating for some reforms there.
Former CFO Tom Gallagher accused Sink's proposal of potentially politicizing the Board of Trustees with additional members. Sink responded to his claim, saying,
I disagree with him. After all, right now, what you have is three elected officials overseeing the fund. And so if you want to argue that that's no way to take politics out of the system, what you need is a board of overseers that are committed to running a pension fund in a very professional, non-political way.
Sink is the only member of the board with considerable financial background. She said that experience should be a requirement for at least some of the future board members.
When I got to Tallahassee 3 years ago, really from the very beginning, I was very uncomfortable with the fact that we only had three overseers. I was the only board member that had any kind of financial or investment background, and I think that we need more than just one board member who has financial or investment experience. And then we had an issue with one of the funds managed by the SBA, which just... It just exposed a lot of the failings of a lack of oversight.
The lack of oversight became clear in 2008 when the SBA admitted that $2.5 billion was under financial stress. This panicked local school boards, cities, and counties who reacted to the fall of the shaky securities by pulling their funds out of the SBA-managed pool for state and local governments. Although a November 2007 audit of the SBA exposed the $2 billion in risky investments, Sink said she took issue with pension fund management early in the following year.
So I have been working on these reforms. These are not new. I have been working on these reforms since about March of 2008, just a little more than a year after I began to get very concerned about the operations of the pension fund.
According to the St. Petersburg Times, last month the Securities and Exchange Commission announced that they have been investigating whether the SBA and three other firms such as J.P. Morgan and Lehman Brothers are involved in a scheme for making false statements about the risk and liquidity of investments purchased by the SBA-managed funds. The SEC investigation is described as a public records request on the SBA website. For WMNF News, I'm Joshua Holton.